I only had one rule, just say yes. Because Indonesians are among the most hospitable people on earth, this made for a lot of yeses. Tea with the Sultan? Lovely. Join a wedding procession? Yes, please. Visit a leper colony? Of course. Sleep under a tree with a family of nomads? Why not? Dog for dinner? Sure. This policy took me to islands I had never heard of. I was welcomed into the homes of farmers and priests, policemen and fishermen, teachers, bus drivers, soldiers, nurses. I travelled mostly on boats and rickety but lurid buses that blared Indo-pop and had sick bags swinging from the ceiling. Sometimes, though, I lucked into a chartered plane or rode cocooned in a leather car seat behind tinted glass. I can count on one hand the number of times I was treated with anything but kindness. I can also count on one hand the number of days that I did not have a conversation about corruption, incompetence, injustice, and the slings and arrows of outrageous fortune. In the end, I spent just over a year travelling the archipelago. I occasionally brushed against parts of the country most frequented by visitors, a beach bar in Bali crowded with well-preserved but slightly leathery white men and honeyed Balinese boys, a Jakarta restaurant catering to bankers and stockbrokers, fitting in a quick drink before Wall Street opened and their BlackBerries started buzzing. But as I trekked 21,000 kilometres by motorbike, bus and boat, and covered another 20,000 kilometres by plane, I found these encounters were vanishingly rare. Overall, I visited 26 of the country's then 33 provinces. Though this book starts with an account of some of the archipelago's previous incarnations and some of my own early encounters with the bad boyfriend, it is largely the story of the Indonesia I discovered on this recent journey, more dizzying in its diversity, but also bound more tightly together in ways that I had not expected. It is a nation quite different from the one I thought I knew.